Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. Pride Week 2022 July 11-17. Take part in Greater Sudbury's 25th Annual Pride Celebration July 11-17. Events include opening ceremonies, a clothing exchange, open mic night, speed friends, trivia night, pool party, movie night, kink education night, youth games night, pride breakfast, youth pride prom, pride day in the park and the pride march. More details here. STC, Yes Theater present The Wizard of Oz in concert July 14-17. The classic show in all its glory. This production of The Wizard of Oz celebrates the rarely heard full score. With an astounding 20-piece orchestra and more than 20 actors, this concert is not to be missed. This heartwarming show brings you all the movie magic memories and the nostalgia for the girl in the ruby red slippers. As Dorothy takes us on the adventure of a lifetime with her friends, Scarecrow, Tin Man and Lion, she discovers the true meaning of friendship, bravery, brains and heart. Fly over the rainbow with her as she reminds us all that there is no place like home. Runs at STC July 14-17. Purchase tickets online here. Sudbury Gem and Mineral Show July 15-17. The annual Sudbury Gem and Mineral Show is back after being cancelled for 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Sudbury Rock and Lapidary Society presents the 40th annual Sudbury Gem and Mineral Show at Carmichael Arena at the foot of Blueberry Hill at 1298 Bancroft Drive, across from Minnow Lake. Hours for the show are Friday, July 15, 5-9 p.m., Saturday, July 16, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, July 17, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission is adults $6, seniors $4, children $6 to $12 one, children 5 and under free. Weekend passes are available at 3 days for the price of 2 days. Parking is free. Japan Festival July 16th Festival celebrating Japanese culture takes place Saturday July 16th at the Grace Hartman Amphitheater in Bell Park, and runs noon to 6:30 p.m. The festival will be packed with entertainment and activities such as martial arts and taiko drum workshops hosted by professionals from Toronto and Ottawa. There will also be food vendors. Open Garden Weekend July 16-17. The Sudbury Horticultural Society holds its Open Garden Weekend, rain or shine. Passports are $10 to visit 6 Sudbury area gardens on self-guided tours. Passports are available at Azilda Greenhouses, Southview Greenhouse Growers, Backyard Birder, Jetty's Landscaping and Green and Clean. For more information, contact Teresa at ogw@sudburyhorticulturalsociety.ca. Peter Schneider Concert Series July 17. For more than 20 years, new and seasoned musicians have delighted crowds from June to August with free concerts in Bell Park every Sunday evening from 7 to 8:15 p.m. as part of the Peter Schneider Concert Series. Restored performs at the William Bell Gazebo July 17. Restored is a group of artists who all have a unique story and a passion for music. With 9 songs under their belt, they are excited to announce the upcoming release of their first album later this summer. Members say being in the band has offered the opportunity to fulfill some lifelong dreams and cross off some bucket list items. Restored hopes to keep performing for everyone for a long time. Blueberry Lunch in the Garden July 21. The Ukrainian Center is hosting a blueberry lunch at their Altanka Garden 30 Notre Dame Avenue from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. They will be selling anything from nalesniki, crepes, and blueberry sauce for $3 each crepe to hot perohe, pierogies, or cabbage rolls for $1 each. They will also be selling a dozen perohes, pierogies, or cabbage rolls available for takeout at $10. These are some of the blueberry food items you can get at the lunch to get your blueberry fix. 3 blueberry perohes, pierogies, with sauce for $5, 2 blueberry tarts for $3, and $4 for blueberry shortcake. River and Sky Music Camping Festival July 21-24. River and Sky Music Camping Festival's 14th edition is set to take place July 21-24 at Fisher's Paradise, on the banks of the Sturgeon River. Pink Mountaintops, Ostra, Dilly Dally, OMBIGIIZI, Murder Murder, Young Gov, Tush, Frankie and the Witch Fingers, Amy Dang, Badge Epoque Ensemble, Wine Lips, Casper Skulls, Ori, You Do Right, Body Wash and Choza Sauvages are all part of the lineup. Tickets are available on the festival's website. GNO presents Against All Odds exhibit until July 22 in the geocultural environment of Northern Ontario. The mining imaginary has long been a structuring force in stories, poetry and art. Elise Portal, Magali Alanis Rodriguez Beaudoin, and Camille Tremblay Beaulieu, three Sudbury artists whose practices are directly informed by their milieu, seek to forge links between the various issues that take place there. Through photography, installation works, and in situ gestures, they cultivate a relationship to nature and to others based on principles of interdependence and reciprocity that work against an extractive logic. Exhibit runs until July 22. More information available here. Kip Moore Concert July 22. American country music singer and songwriter Kip Moore performs at the Grace Hartman Amphitheatre in Bell Park July 22. Purchase tickets through the concert's promoter, Cabin Media. Brett Kissel Concert July 23. Canadian country musician Brett Kissel performs at the Grace Hartman Amphitheatre in Bell Park July 23. Also performing is Kissel's pal, Nate Holler. Purchase tickets through the concert's promoter, Cabin Media. NOSM Board of Governors members July 28 application deadline. NOSM University is seeking members for its Board of Governors. Individuals of all gender identities, racially visible people, Indigenous and Francophone peoples, people with disabilities, and others with the skills and knowledge to engage with diverse communities are encouraged to apply. Those interested, who have the particular skill set and experience identified, are encouraged to apply through the online application form. Applications must be received no later than July 28 at 4 p.m. For information about eligibility and to access the online application form, please visit the Board of Governors webpage. Capreal Days July 28-30. If you've been missing the tradition that is Capreal Days, organizers are pleased to announce that the event, Capreal Days 2.0, is back in action, this year from Thursday July 28 to Sunday July 31. This year, the event will feature a pro wrestling event and Comic-Con style day featuring Dadpool, a Deadpool-like character, and his car, as well as a vendor-filled street fair, live music dancing, food booths and carnival-style games for all ages. A scary carnival funhouse from the producers of Northern Screams and Capreal Terror Train, the Capreal Market, Ducky Races, and a Dunk Tank, Pancake Breakfast and a Valley's Got Talent competition will be on offer, as well as a presentation by Northern Exotics, a patio jam session, karaoke, baseball tournament, fireworks and more. Admission to most of the events is $5. You can find more information on their website, found here. Gallery 6500 presents Lost and Found exhibit runs until August. The contributions of 8 artists reflect the themes associated with lost youth, lost opportunities, and in stark terms, the loss of a safe place to live and call home. This latter issue is never more relevant than it is today in our community. Featured artists include the late Ray Laporte, Trish Stenabaugh, Elizabeth Holmes, Ron Langan, Adrian Asinawai, Judith Duncan, Nicole Poulan and Rosie Maddock. Gallery 6500 is located in the Steelworkers Hall on Brady Street, and is open Monday to Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Country Tribute Show August 5. A show billing itself as North America's number one country music tribute has announced it will play at the Caruso Club. The Country Legends Tribute Tour comes to Sudbury August 5. The show features the music of the biggest names on the country scene, including Keith Urban, Garth Brooks and the Zac Brown Band. The show provides support to Make-A-Wish Canada. Tickets can be purchased in advance here as well as at the door. Sudbury Performance Group presents Crystal Shawanda August 6. Wequamkong, Manitoulin Island native Crystal Shawanda performs at Bell Park August 6. There's a tendency these days to try to pigeonhole any artist that attempts to breach the boundaries. Nevertheless, Crystal Shawanda opted to defy those demands and chart her own path forward. Initially signed to RCA in 2007, she hit her stride as a country singer and songwriter. Nevertheless, she began to realize that the blues had captured her muse, and with that, she left the label, shifted her stance and began recording albums that reflected her love of blues and her natural affinity for that sound. The Bell Park concert, presented by Sudbury Performance Group, begins at 8 p.m. August 6. Purchase tickets online here. Blue Rodeo Concert August 12th. In the 35 years since forming, Blue Rodeo have sold over 4 million albums, received dozens of Juno Award nominations and wins, played over 2,000 shows, been inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame, received a star on Canada's Walk of Fame, been named to the Order of Canada and have been honored with the Governor General's Performing Arts Award. And, still strong as ever. Blue Rodeo is set to perform at Grace Hartman Amphitheatre at 7 p.m. August 12. Purchase tickets through the event's promoter, Cabin Media. Arkell's concert August 13, hailed by the Globe and Mail as the right kind of band for this decade, Arkell's are widely considered one of the most passionate, exuberant and in-demand live bands working today. As radio mainstays, sports sink shoe-ins and curious students of culture, Arkell's have remained ever-present, building awareness and personal community experiences around their live shows and new music at every turn. The Arkell's are set to perform at Grace Hartman Amphitheatre at 7 p.m. August 13. Purchase tickets through the event's promoter, Cabin Media. Up Here the 8th of August 19-21. Up Here Urban Art and Music Festival returns to downtown Sudbury for an 8th year Friday August 19 to Sunday August 21. Musical lineup includes La Luz, All the Way from California, capturing sizzling summer in song with their psychedelic, surf noir, and Pierre Quenders, from Kinshasa, Congo by way of Montreal. Murals to be curated by Anong Beam, a painter, mother, paintmaker, and curator, living and working in her home community of Machijing First Nation on Manitoulin Island. Visit uphere.com for more information. Pierogies and cabbage rolls Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for curbside pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.